Okay, today's daf is daf Gimel, and unfortunately we're a bit behind. We're holding on daf Beis Amud Beis because of our long introduction. So, we were right in the middle of the sugya, if you recall, about whether there is an ones when it comes to git. We had gone through in our sugya, which is what triggered the whole discussion, as to what the halacha is if somebody who was committed to marriage at the end of the 12 months, and the chachamim were mitaken that he has to feed and take over the parnosa of his arusa, that in a case where there was a takona that prevented him from doing so, that he wouldn't be chayiv. And that, Shmuel said, was his dig for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef went ahead and said, on the basis of that, I would say it's true even that any type of problem, such as getting the flu, not only were he, where she would get the flu, even if he would get the flu, we would say exactly the same thing, that he doesn't have to. And I would even take it further and say that in all cases, she was pure sanida, and so on and so forth. There's no issues here. We, on the other hand, we're machalic three levels, four levels of onus, if we include the takona. And we asked it as a question, and we're wondering what the halacha would be. But after we ended that sugya, based on it, Rava said, well, you can have all those questions when it comes to what is considered to be an onus in terms of the halacha that you have to feed the arusa. But when it comes to a get, over there, forget it. There's no such thing as an onus. Somebody makes a condition in a get. Whatever it is that prevents him from fulfilling that condition is none. It's not considered to be an issue at all. And if he says that, look, you know, it wasn't my fault, and I said I would come, but I didn't take that doesn't matter. The get is kosher, and we don't say that he's considered to be an onus, and therefore the tnai is canceled. So we were trying yesterday to discover where Rava got this from. And because of that, we went a little bit into a number of cases of get. And then we started talking about the halacha of ein get le'achar mita, and the way in which the halacha of ein get le'achar mita kicks in even in cases where mitam the ones per se, perhaps it wouldn't have been an issue. But for me, if it's le'achar mita, it definitely is an issue. We ended up without a raya to Rava. And today we're going to look further and see whether we can bring such a raya. I think we got up to Ve'elam Misefa. Is that correct? We're like right in the middle, but I believe that's where. Okay. Ve'elam Misefa. Says the Gemara, we can bring a raya to Rava from the last piece. We were talking yesterday about questions where somebody makes a tnai and a get, and he says, if I end up dying from this illness, and so on. But the Sefer introduces the word me'achshav. Somebody says, me'achshav im lo bati mikan vat 12 chodesh. So somebody gives the get that it shall be chal now, but will only know now that it's chal if my condition is fulfilled. So I'm saying I'm giving this get on condition that I don't show up in the next 12 months. He's going away on a trip. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He's worried that he may end up never coming back. His wife won't know what happened. So he says, look, if I don't show up within 12 months, then this is a get, and it's called now, so there's no problem after Misa. And what happened is, if he's mate betok shnei masar chodesh, if he dies within those 12 months, so hareza get. Then it's considered to be a get, because obviously he doesn't come. Now I assume that the din is mate, undoubtedly, when we say that he died, we mean that the problem over here is that he died or something else prevented him from coming. Well, not necessarily, says the Gemara, because it's true that we've already learned the didim of ein get le'achar mita, we've already learned the way in which that relates to ones, but there's something else that you're not taking into consideration. And what you're not taking into consideration is that the whole purpose of the man's making this condition may well be that he wants to avoid a problem of evil. So he's telling his wife, look, if I don't show up, then the point is you can be megureshed from now. But why is he saying that? Is he saying that because he doesn't want her, perhaps, to fall to Yibam? In which case, that is the whole point, and maybe that's what he had in Kavanah. If I die, then I'm a dafka wanted to be called from now. But the fact that I don't come back and I'm going to show up a week later, and it was an ones, I didn't know, they canceled the flight, whatever. So maybe over there ain't nothing on it. We would not look at it as what he intended, and it's I would be mikuyah.
I wouldn't trace that.
What's that? Because yeah, it's true, but that was his intent, and it was loyal al daite. The truth is, we're going to see that there's three levels. Let's wait until we get there's three levels of the ones per se. What do we call an ones? But we haven't gotten to the point yet where we're able to discuss what the man had in mind. So this is the first time that we're beginning to analyze what he really means. Okay, but how about this case? A man says, look, if I don't show up within 30 days, then this should be a get. Now, at the end, he did show up. And there he is at the 30th day. And he arrives to find that the ferry boat has departed too early. And now he's stuck and he can't get across the river, which was his last step in getting home. This is around the world in 80 days, you know. So there he is, he's shouting, okay, I'm here. And they say, but you're not here. No, I am here. But he can't get across the river. And he's shouting, Amalu, chazu datay, hello, I'm here. Amai Shmuel, lav shmei matu. That's not called arriving. He didn't arrive. Now, so over here, if he misses the ferry, so then it should have been an onis. And apparently, we're disregarding the onis. Ferry boat left a little early. It acted like the Eged buses here in the Roma. Never leaves unexpectedly. Says the Gemara, but that may be a different level of onus. Here we're starting now to analyze what we mean by an onus. I mean, a ferry boat not being there happens often enough that if you meant that to be included in your tznai, you should have said so. So this is an onus de shchiach. It may well be that an unsa de shchicha is shining. Something that could easily be foreseen as a possibility should have been included in the tznai lechatchila. V'kiva diboyle latznuye veloat. Since if he really didn't want to include a situation where he was stuck on the other side of the river as to be considered as lo matya, he should have said so. That what I mean is, if I get up to the ferry and it's not already in my hands, I should be able to cross the river. I'm not going to walk on the water. But he didn't say that. So by not saying that, so then he indicated to us that indeed that's not going to be, in his mind, a way of getting out of it tonight. So you, the opposite, are not going to be. If that's what you said, that's what you committed to. Now you're sorry you committed yourself to it. But the bottom line is you went ahead and you gave the get. So we don't really have any raya to Rava. Where does Rava get the halacha? That by gittin, there is no onus in the tanai. Every single case that we brought up, we could understand in some other way. Either that he should have mentioned it, or that perhaps that's what he meant originally, is that if he died, he bedafka wanted to get the bichal, or the real issue is en get liachar misa, and not really the problem of the ones. I mean, but where do we see a clear-cut indication that a get does not take into consideration an ones in its conditions? Says the Gemara, we don't. Truth is, we don't. Rava is obviously reading into all of the above cases. This is how the Rashba understands the Gemara. Rava is reading into all of the above instances a single common denominator. Not because he's persuaded that elegance, the common denominator being that let's look for an elegant solution. The elegant... For all you people listening in, Richie has just come in to discover the Le Capitan. Each of those plastic bags contains fish scales that go down. They got a little damaged in transit, though, I'm afraid. And it, furthermore, it isn't really meant for your head. It's supposed to be on the wall. Good to have you home, Richie.
Good to have you by Sarah.
He's there for 7 minutes now.
I doubt it. But let's see. Those vitamin B12 injections might be helping. So now, I mean, one way of looking at it is that instead of taking each one of these cases and giving a sort of difficult solution, one of them it's a problem of the get, the other of the Achernisa, one of them it's a point of avoiding evil, and one of them it's a question of unsa d'shchicha. Let's take the elegant solution and claim that ain't on his begitin. That we would never do. Because we're certainly not going to make up a new yesod that ain't on his begitin based on this. It has to be a basis that ain't on his begitin. But therefore, the Gemara says that Rava svara d'nafshei ka'amar. Again, this is how the Rashba understands it. Rava takes for granted that there would have been a need for a takana of ein onus begitin, and he'll explain why in a moment. Once he's convinced that that's the case, then he sees in all of the above cases in the Mishnah and the Brises an indication that such a takana in fact exists, that the Rav is creating the takana. But Rav is saying a svara, because we could not allow a tnai in a get to be defined in terms of an ones, mishum tsnuot mishum pruzot, because of the damage that it's going to cause on two groups of women. Some women are tsnuot, and therefore going to be very machmir on themselves. What do I mean tsnuot? Mishum tsnuot? Di'yamid lo la'abiget. Let's say that the halach indeed would be that if somebody had an ones, that ones would count for zakiyam, and he wouldn't be able to be, we wouldn't say that the get was a bottle. So they would say, aha, my husband didn't come back. Okay, maybe he didn't come back because there was an airline strike. Maybe he got shot. So therefore the get was never a kosher get. I'll never get married. I'm after all have to be machmer on myself. So under those circumstances, we'll never know, and Anisha Tsenua will always be afraid, what, I'm going to get married? What if it turns out that in fact the whole thing was an ones, and he never meant to give the get under these circumstances? He wasn't mekayem the tznai. So she will think v'sova de anis, but as Tosfos explains, me'ikar hadin, it's only tznuis that we're worried about, because me'ikar hadin you can allow for the rov. I'm not going to say the norm is to be nenas. The norm is not to be nenas. So al pi rov, I have a right to assume that the tznai was mekuyam. He said, I'm not coming home. He didn't come home. The get is chal. But since they are tznuot, so they're machmirot al atzman, and it turns out that mi agna v'yantra, for the rest of her life, she's not going to know what happened to her husband, and she's going to end up being an aguna. We don't want that to happen, and therefore we would bedavka make a takona. Now, how we can make such a takona, we'll talk about later, but we would bedavka make a takona that we will not take into consideration when it comes to the fulfillment of tznai, the question of whether it was filled through ones or through rotz. You don't show up, you don't show up. We couldn't care less what the reason is. How it's, that's no, obviously, Midirais, I wouldn't make any nafkamina. The Gemara will ask momentarily, how can you go make a takana that's going to create a condition where a get that's not a kosher get suddenly cancels the condition? That we'll see. Mishum prutzot, we've got the opposite situation with another group of women who are basically looking for excuses to get out of their marriage. The Iamrit Lola Havagita, if we don't make this takana, we rely on our Lachadi Arais that if the guy had some kind of onus, that it's considered that the condition was not fulfilled. So then, zimnin da anis varmalo anis. Is it not reasonable to say that there would be times where there's already rumors about that something happened, there was an airline strike, or there was a terrorist strike, or whatever it is. So, I mean, she hears that it's possible that there was a real reason to be machmer over here, but she's not going to be machmer. She's going to go v'azlo mintzava. She'll go and get married. And then, when he shows up and says, it wasn't my fault, and so on, you know, they say, well, what did I know? You know, but meanwhile, she goes ahead and produces a family of mamzerim, and this is terrible. So nimtzu get batel baneha mamzerim. So therefore, says Rava, we must have made such a takon, and we've seen other examples of such takon as begitten. For instance, someone who's mevatel a shliach to bring a get, and the shliach would have no way of knowing. And the woman receives a get without having the slightest idea that the get was batel. So we know that the Rabbana made a takana that the get isn't batel, even though it was mevatel. So they created the get, so to speak. So therefore, says Rabbi, this must have been one of those cases. Just as it does whenever we come to such a circumstance, the Gemara asks, how is it possible to create such a thing? Asks the Gemara, Umi ikan hili, the midiraita lo avigiti, umishum tsunuais, umishum prutzai sharina neshet ishli alma? Does it make sense to say that something that midiraita is not a get should work as a get min rabbanan? I mean, that means we're taking an eshetish, right? And we're saying, well, the rabbanan have decided you can marry this eshetish. Is that what it boils down to? It can't really be a get. So you're pretending it's a get. So you're saying you ignore the kiddushin. What is that supposed to mean? Says the Gemara, oh, absolutely there is. But not because we're saying min rabbanan we can be matir an eshetish, you could be eker, the yisr of eshetish. No. The reasoning over here is that kol de mekadesh, adayte rabbanan mekadesh. So whoever gives Kiddushin, and this is why we always say, Kiddat Moshe v'Yisrael. That's essentially what we're expressing, is that our vision of the nature of Kiddushin is not that we have a mechanism in the Torah to be Kain Anisha, Anisha Niknes, no, but it's not the point. The point is I'm going to church, basically. Wow. And these people have an idea that there's such a thing as a sanctification of marriage, which is different than just free relationships. Okay, so therefore, in other words, what they're saying is, this is the way that the Rabbanan defined the rabbis, I mean, that's the ministry. It's not a deep idea over here necessarily of connecting to the way that the Torah is doing it, but that's the vision of what Kiddushin means. Kiddushin means that which is the acceptable sanctification. And Afki'ina Rabbanan LaKiddushin, meaning the Rabbanan canceled this Kiddushin. Now, we'll see in a moment that this does not mean that it's even though there are Achronim that suggest it, it's quite clear from the Gemara. That's not the case. It's some that suggest it's the equivalent of making a tzedakah in your kedushin. If the rabbanon want this kedushin, then yes. If they don't want this kedushin, then not. Obviously, if that were the case, we couldn't ask, so what is the mechanism? We don't need a mechanism. If we're looking at a halacha, which a person says, look, whatever the rabbis say. So then, if the rabbis say, well, if you don't stand on your head under the chuppah, spit wooden nickels, it's not a kedushin, so they could do that. I mean, the rabbanon, however, the Gemara is about to ask, what's the mechanism of doing this? Why do I need a mechanism? So it's clear that when we say kol b'kadosh adai to rabbanon, what we really mean is that there is no intent on a person's part when he goes in and does a kedushin to create a different type of relationship which would be valid midiraisa and not midrabbanon. That's the point. In other words, he is saying, look, whatever the laws are, that's what I want to do. Okay, now let's go define the laws. Midrabbanon can't arbitrarily say, okay, we decided we don't like it, forget it. What is the mechanism by which those laws work? If a person would bedafka get up and say, look, you know what, I don't believe in rabbis, I don't care about laws. If there's a mechanism called kinyan of an isha, I want to be kinyan of an isha. So then the rabbanon couldn't do anything about it. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, look, he simply bypassed the modes of which it's done. But there still is two things that need to be taken into consideration. First of all, the set within I exist, my concept. What's my conceptual space of Kedushin? And secondly, given that that space is whatever is defined as Kedushin by the Rabbanon, we now need to understand, are there mechanisms by which the Rabbanon can define something which is Midiraisa Kedushin as a non-Kedushin? I mean, how would they do that? It's a different issue. So therefore, the Gemara says, look, in terms of somebody who gives money to a woman and says, Arev Mekadesh Adli with this ring, that's very easy to solve. There is a mechanism. Simple mechanism of the Efker Bez and Efker. We make this not your ring, since we define ownership, because we have the Keach, which we learn out from Nach, actually. We have the Keach to be mafter people's money. For the Tzarech of the Tzibor, we are basically exercising our rights of, so to speak, eminent domain. We take away your money. So that wasn't your money, you gave it to somebody else's ring. So therefore it's not a Kedushin. So the Gemara, okay, that's all very nice. I mean, that's when it comes to money, I understand that Bezdin has that. So Tenach, Amar Ravina, Ravashim, Tenach, Kedush, Kasa. A guy uses value for Kedushin. I understand that the Rabbanon have a mechanism. But what would the mechanism be if somebody's Mekadosh Bebia? I mean, that's a fact. So what would be the way that they could cancel that Bia? Now, again, there are many ways of understanding the question. From Rashi, it's clear that the question actually is, if you're going to be Oker a Kedushin, what is going to happen with the way in which this guy was a Makadosh? Meaning, I mean, so how now do we define the sexual relationship? What was that? Which is a very big problem, because forget about how now do we define the act of how he was Makadosh. They've been living together as man and wife for the past 40 years. Why aren't we concerned with that? And that's Rashi's appellate, the way he's saying, what are you going to do with this act of being? If Rashi would have said, what do we do about the fact that these people have been engaging in free sex for 40 years, I would understand it. And we'd answer, well, the Rabbanan said, what can you do? But Rashi's, the problem is, matehe al biyato. How are we going to define that act of biya that he went ahead and was makadish with? In other words, I mean, does a person indeed accept the guidance of the Rabbanan to turn his entire life into a 40 years of znus? Why wouldn't we ask it that way? There's a beautiful territory, again, it's a beautiful territory of the Atzei Nezer, which is really brilliant in terms of the understanding of Rashi. He says like this, a mima'enet. Okay, we have a case of mima'enet, which is similar to this. Mima'enet means that you can have kedushin of a ketana. They've been sleeping together as man and wife for 3 years, let's say. And all of a sudden, she says, you know what, I don't like you. So we now annul the relationship. Well, so what does that mean? So that means that basically, all along, they've simply been shacking up together. I mean, is that the Rabbanah make a takana like that? Just to provide protection for a child? I mean, so why not have institutionalized prostitution? And say, the guy should have a right to be a pimp. He'll protect his charges. But it's absurd. That's not what the takana mima'enes is. So the Rishonim explained that by mima'enes, there's still an element of kedushin. Meaning, since the aspect of kedushin, as Tosis explains in Maseches Kedushin, is that the word kedushin means you are like hekdesh to the rest of the world. You're asira kuleyama ke hekdesh. Being as at the time, can anybody sleep with this katana? No. Because he has no way of predicting whether this kedushin is going to be retroactively defined as a real Kedushin or not. He doesn't know. Therefore, that suffix itself creates a level of Kedushin. Nobody else could sleep with her but you. That means that she is Mikudeshet. Mikudeshet simply means dedicated, like a dedicated fax line. So she remains dedicated to him, just like Hegdish means dedicated. So even Mitzad HaSofek, a dedication is sufficient to create an Isser, and therefore she is only his. Says the Avnei Nezer, same thing is true over here. During the 40 years that they've been living together as man and wife, nobody else could sleep with them. True? Because, I mean, how do they know that the guy's going to give a get? tonight the Rabbanim are going to annul the Kedushin. So there is a Kedushin, but the first bit, by definition, is not a Kedushin. So what did the Rabbanim do about that first bit? What justified that first bia is that it's creating Kedushin. But if you're saying that it can't create Kedushin, so then it's just bia lezunus. That's why Rashi has what's going to be that brilliant, beautiful, real beautiful. That's his type of way. The nasal is just a brilliant, brilliant insights.
Should not be able to do
the coin issue we're getting to in a moment. So
she doesn't get a ksuba then. She does not make any.
Yeah, if we say that there was no Kedushin. Yeah, that's so this is how Rashi seems to learn the issue. In other words, I understand that the Rabbanan could do this if they wish. But how do we redefine this act in such a way to which the Gemara says, Ein achinami, shavyu rabbanan l'bi'ilato bi'ilat zinut. We're not defining the relationship over the years as bi'ilat zinut. But what we're saying is that the person indeed is risking having a get, pretending to be a get, by retroactively redefining his acts. And that is also included in the Kol Mekadesh Adai Rabbanan Mekadesh. So this is one approach according to which the Rabbanan, what the Rav is actually saying, there exists a takana, not that I'm making it, there exists a takana whereby we don't allow gitin to be hanging without knowing what they are and allowing a woman to make her own determination, l'forma l'kula, we simply create a mechanism by which the get is a get. And that would be a reason to look at ones begitten differently than at ones in Kiddushin when it comes to the question of support. Now there's a whole different way of reading Rava, and that's the Ikari Amri. Ikari Amri, Rava actually said just the opposite. Others had Rava saying, Omar Rava v'chein le'inyan gitin, that when it comes to gitin, you're going to have the same problem of needing to define the nature of an ones. And yesh, in other words, Alma Kasova Rava, yesh ones begin. According to this, if you made a t'nai, and the reason that the t'nai appears to be fulfilled was actually only because of an ones, that's not considered to be the fulfillment of the Tanakh. So, again, the Gemara asks, so if he holds Yesh Onus Begitin, now the Gemara takes all of the cases that previously were proofs to the fact that Ein Onus Begitin, and asks them as questions on Rava, who says Yesh Onus Begitin. So we're going to go through the whole sugya from the opposite point of view. So now the Raya, where did he know it from, becomes a Meisei. Meisei. Hareza Gitarim Lo Bati Mikan Vat Shnei Masach Chodesh Umeit Betok Shnei Masach Chodesh Einu Get. So it says over here, Dafka, if the guy dies within that time, that's why it's not a get. Doesn't that prove that it's only because Meitu the Eino get? It's not a get because he died and there's no get liachar mita. But the mashmalut is hachala, a raising get. If he just couldn't come because he was too ill to travel, then that would be an ones, and then it would be, in fact, it would be a get. And you're saying that the ones is considered to be enough to change the scheme of the time? No. I would learn this as even chola would also be a proper way of saying that, look, I did come back. When you see me not coming back, that's an onus, doesn't count. Basically, this is what the chiddush is, that ain get liachar nisa. So I took the case of mate to show you that there's two issues you need to take into consideration. One is the question of whether yesh get liachar mita. And the other one is whether there's an onus. Wait, how could that be the point? Ain't yet the akarmita. Hatana le resha. That it says beferish in the resha, as we said earlier. Ain't yet the akarmita. Says le akarmati. Says the Gemara, that could be la fuki min rabotinu. This extra case, as opposed to the resha, where the resha may be talking about a case where there is a get that doesn't have a date, and therefore we can't say that his real intent was that the get should be chal now, and therefore, in such a case, there would be no problem with Le'achar Mita. Here it may be talking about a case where the get does have a date, and it wants to tell us that despite the fact that it has a date, we don't want to follow the sheet of Rabotenu, Rabbi Yossi, we had yesterday, Bez Deshar Yamash, Rabbi Yudanasiya. We don't want to follow that sheet that says that the Zman HaShoshtar is Mokiyah Halab, and that since he wrote in a date, therefore he meant that it should be Chal. So Mamela, we repeat the case to tell me even though there was a time of the get. Okay. All right. How about this? Tashma. Me'achshav, the get should be Chal, im lo bati mikan vat shnei metzor chodesh, umbeit, b'shtok shnei metzor chodesh, harei ze get. So doesn't that mean my love, who adin lechala, so that whatever it would have been, it would have still been a get? No, that could be because his intent is dafka. Maybe mate is dafka. Here, over here, he really intended all along that that should be part of his condition. In other words, if I don't come back because I died, and therefore you're going to fall to the evil, and I know how much you hate my brother, so I'm giving you this get in order to avoid that problem. Okay, Tashma. Now, who the Amalohu? How about this case? Guy says, if I don't show up, it should be a get. And he ends up coming at the end of 30 days. Upaske Mavra. And now, he can't make the ferry. The Amalohu, and he's shouting to them, Chazudatoy, look, I'm here. So, Lomashvun, Loshme Matya. That's not called being here. You're not here. Well, that's also not a riot, because maybe that's Unzitashkiyach Shani. That's not the case that Rava was talking about. Rava was talking about where it was something that is not obvious. So over there, maybe the halacha would be that Yeshon is begidden. So we don't, therefore, have a real proof against Rava. So it's here that Tosis points out that we have three different types of ones. We have an ones that's bichlal, unforeseeable, completely out of hands, and in that case, where, let's say, somebody is standing in the house, all of a sudden the house collapses over. So it's a crazy event, which we're going to talk about later on. So there, in Avinami, even according to the first Lashon of Rava, says Taismas, there would be Yesh Ones. Because we're not going to make a tikkun of Tznuas and Prutzais for cases that are completely unforeseeable and submitted Lo Shiach and so on. So that case is off the wall. Then we have this other case, the opposite extreme, where you should have known that you could miss the ferry. That's the opposite extreme. We're over there. It's not Nogea Rava. Rava wasn't discussing that. Everybody understands that something that should have been foreseen and wasn't included was meant in his own mind to be incorporated in the risks that he's taking about getting back. So the only question of the two Lashonos of Rava is the middle stage. An onesh that's not foreseeable in the sense of the guy is that's what he's thinking about, but nonetheless is something that is happens often enough for us to worry about the Prutzais and the Tznuas. Okay.
Is that Chola?
Yeah, like a case of Chola. Now, there's another issue over here, which is very, very important to define in terms of human life in general. A guy who comes at the last minute to make the ferry and doesn't make the ferry, he knows perfectly well, forget about the question of he should have said, he knows perfectly well that you could make the ferry. I just had this happen. I pull into Kennedy Airport, 20 minutes before flight time, and they're screaming, and there's no way you're getting on this flight, sir, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling him, but you can't imagine the traffic, and there was this and that. Oh, suddenly you've discovered there's traffic, so this is now an onus. There's traffic. This is absolutely correct. This guy knows perfectly well that he could miss the flight. He's saying, well, I'm an onus, I missed the flight. Not leaving 2 hours earlier is what you should have, that's not an onus. So the chora you see from here, that we nonetheless view it as an onus if your intent was still like an absolute idiot. To try to make the flight.
Did
you ever get on the flight? Yes, but Mamish Derech Meis. It was the funniest situation. I mean, they were all arguing with each other. Do we? Don't we? And one person would come and say, let him in. The other person would say, what's he doing there? And this went on for 5 minutes. But anyway, the halacha over here seems to be that's considered nonetheless to be an ones, which is great. Because, I mean, if you can come and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu it wasn't my fault, and he's not going to tell you, I understand, why didn't you just set the alarm clock 5 minutes earlier? Fuck, I got up quickly, and then suddenly I needed to use the bathroom. I mean, you couldn't think of that, just got up earlier for davening. Apparently, he's going to accept the fact, okay, this doesn't count, it was an onus. That's because of the Chora you see from here. And this makes a lot of nafkaminas in terms of defining what the nature of onus is, and I'm being facetious, but this is, okay, there are those that are mechale, that if the point of the tzai was the specific fact that you should make the ferry, then that's what you're taking into consideration. But where that's just an event that's memela included, there it could be that it's considered to be an ones. But that doesn't mean that if this was the, I need to get up to make the daven, or I need to make my flight, that over there that's considered to be an ones. That was the point. That's the point. Then of course you need to take into consideration all of the possibilities. Over here it was just, I'm going to be there. Okay, so you made your best effort to be there, and you actually got there, and now something stopped you. Maybe there ain't nothing on it. You can see the nafkamina. You know, that's interesting discussions between the achronim, and this becomes very nagia la'alot. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, this getting back to our Mishnah. So remember, we have a very curious situation in the Mishnah, by which we determine that there should be a particular day of the week that a woman should get married. It turns out that the fundamental basis of making this takana is the question of whether he should have an option to get the bezdin for time, not the tulin. And there's other things we take into consideration, such as the question of shaktur, as we're going to see later on, which we mentioned, the question of whether today is a good day to get married, because there's a bracha on today. Fine. But how about if there is not any more reason to look at Yom Revi as being special in terms of Tanat Betulim? Now, there may be other reasons. We're still worried about Shaktur. We're still worried about Bracha. But as we've already pointed out, we wouldn't have made a Takana if we don't have a real mechanism that can justify that Takana, despite the fact that we may think it's a good idea to get married on Wednesdays for some other reason. But we wouldn't tell you you have to get married on Wednesdays. Therefore, says the Gemara, that says Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Lo shano ela mitakanat Ezra ve'elef. When do we say this whole Mishnah? Only from the time that Ezra came along and made a takana. Now look how the Gemara says it, which is weird. She'ein batek dinin kvuin ela b'sheni v'chamishi. That you only have a kviyut of Bezdin on Mondays and Thursdays. But before takanat Ezra, we're batek dinim kvuin b'chol yom, isha nisek b'chol yom. So then, a woman would get married any day. The Tosu says, what do you mean? Ezra made a takana, you can't have a bezdin. What kind of weird gemara is this? Once Ezra came along and said, well, sorry, only Mondays. Only Mondays and Thursdays. That's very unreasonable. That was the takana of Ezra. So Tosu says, there's two pirushim in Tosu. One pirush is that initially there's no takana at all. So that if people needed a bezdin, they got together a bezdin. He now changed that nahuk to have a bezdin kavua. And once it was kavua, it's no longer you don't go into town and decide, okay, I've got to get her bezdin. So when you walk in the base of Medrash and you say, excuse me, Rabbi, said, we have Monday, come please on Monday. The bezdin. Well, I'm in a hurry. Well, it's fine. You come on Monday. So it turns out that essentially it's a takona to only be Yoshev on Sheni v'Chamishi. Another approach is that it depends where. Of course, it used to be a central place where you would have a bezdin. Then in Afinami, bezdin is always available. What Ezra went ahead and did was made it possible to go to bezdin wherever you were. So that turned out, therefore, to be a sheni v'chamishi takana, and now people don't feel they're going to travel to bezdin. So they're waiting for the bezdin to be open. They're waiting for the bezdin to be open, then you only have sheni v'chamishi.
So to what degree Ezra has the sulah issue in mind?
No, we're just saying it's now, as a result of that, the building issue becomes changed. Says the Gemara, who cares? But we're looking for the history. I mean, Kodem Takana says, whatever was. I mean, right now, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us halacha l'maisa, based on the fact that this is the reality. No. I'm trying to tell you halacha l'maisa today that iika, but they did in the kuina idna, kodem Takana Ezra. If things change, and it turns out that you're living in a place where there is the same way that used to have bezdin always available or never available and therefore always available, like you had before the takana says, then there would be no halacha of nisha nisait v'yom ha-revi'i. So then isha nisait b'chol yom. Woman would get married on any day. Now, how about the bracha issue? We'll discuss later on. So again, as Tosfos said, look, a bracha is an eitzah tov. If you want to get a bracha, that's all very nice. You can't say that you have a day that's miyuchad for a wedding. That's all to make a takana for a day that's miyuchad for a wedding. But wait a minute, I thought that the din of shaktu was already included in this takana. That's what Shmuel said. If shaktu was included in the takana, why would it be mavatal the takana? I mean, what are we going to say? Why base the takana now on the current situation? Why make the takana include shaktu? No. Says Imar Habin and shaktu. What we mean is a woman could get married any day as long as they are shaktu. So there's the triakle. Let's say you get the caterer to do all of the work on Thursday and Friday. You put in your 3 days, and then you want to get married on Monday. Fine. Get married on Monday. Get married any day. As long as you put in the dates. So you'll say, so let me do that even with the takana. I want to get married on Sunday, so let me be shocked. No. In other words, the nature of the takana is that it includes a specific date for a marriage. Yom Rabi. Why not make the takana Yom Sheni? Because of shoktu. But you can't get around the takana now by saying, okay, so I'll be shoked in another way. But once the etz of takana doesn't apply, so there's no din of Yom Rabi, what about the importance of shoktu that we were kovei in the takana? You'll have to take care of that. That's true. But you wouldn't be able to change the takana by being personally shoktu on some other day if it were a place where Bezdin is on the Yoshev and Sheni v'Chamish. So we have this, again, an interrelationship of elements which change depending on whether they're all incorporated within a takana or whether they exist as separate issues that need to be thought about. The question is whether, bichlal, we need to worry about the entire issue. Tosis takes into consideration by pointing out that in cases where people are noeg to do the kedushin and the erusin and the nisuin at one standing, so then bichlal, obviously, we don't really have to worry about anything. So then, even if you've got other reasons to worry about Yom Ravi, but what are we going to be machmer where there's not even a basis for a takana? That would be nogea Friday marriage.
Because of Shabbos.
No, so the issue over here is, because since you can't be done on Shabbos, so now the question is, but so the original takana still requires you to be able to do best. So that should mean you can't do on a Friday, right? Because you don't have the batei dinim kavuim. So what are you going to do? So I mean, see, here's where we say that it's Dafka, here he brings, it's Rashi later, the Dafka in their days when there was a chance as nus. I mean, over here, how in the world would she have a time to be Mizana between the Erison and the Nisun? Have you ever seen a Kalu claim she needs to go to the bathroom? In the middle of the Kalu? In the middle of the Chuppah? Well, she's really concerned. So, I mean, that's not very reasonable. As I said, unfortunately, Claudius will manage this, but that's Azuva Kala de Bizana Takat Chupata. So we don't have to worry about that. So we shouldn't be makban even on that. There are other reasons, though, that are brought to avoid marriages on Friday, because of the Suda being Sabbath Shabbos, or because of the possibility of being Mechal Shabbos for a late Suda. People come back from the marriage, although the Minigis to make marriages on Friday, but to make it early to avoid some of these issues. Fine. A lot of discussion about that and about the nature of the question of how I deal with bracha, which I mentioned to you yesterday. What about the idea of bracha? Humans were given their bracha. Maybe there's an Indian there. Is there an Indian specifically the bracha in the Yom that the dogim were given the bracha to be part of a rabbi like a dogim? This I mentioned yesterday is Akasha and the Rama, who still incorporates issues of bracha. There is a sheet of the Ra'a that's brought in the we'll talk about it later. We get to it. Let's get to it. So therefore, what about shaktu? The triakle. But wait a minute. Now all of a sudden, shaktu has become a question. What do you mean shaktu? Shaktu until now was shmul. Wait, you're asking on somebody. Well, shmul said there's a dinner shaktu. What if I don't hold the shmul? You're telling me that I have to worry about shmul since we're shmul by yitzvah. You're asking from an amir on me. What about shaktu? Maybe I have another pshat in the mishnah. Maybe the pshat in the mishnah is because of bracha. Didn't say anything in the mishnah about shaktu. So what's the shaktu? My shaktu, is there really a basis among the Tanayim for shaktu? Says the Gemara, there absolutely is. It's a bright, actually. This was a Shmuel's Kiddush. We now find out that Shmuel's analysis of the Mishnah was really based on a Braisa, which he was saying the Mishnah was taking into consideration. Titani. If that's the case, what about the Monday is just as good as Thursday? Okay, now we understand. Suddenly the whole thing comes together. Shaktu was a reality. It was, however, only an adjunct to a takana for Yom Rabi. And Mamela, everything now holds up. There wouldn't have been enough even of an adjunct for bracha. Bracha's up to people. They want a bracha. They don't want what would be called Deya because of a bracha. I mean, that's basically, if you're interested in bracha, we'll tell you it's a nice thing to do. So, okay, I understand. Now the Braita, once we've read it, introduces a new issue, which may indeed turn out to be a complete bittul of the original Takana of Yom Rabi, which is fascinating. Umisakonava Eilek, from the time in which it became dangerous to get married on Wednesdays, Nagu Amnachnos Beshlishi, people started a minute of making marriages on a Tuesday, Velo Michubi Adam Chachamim, and there the Chachamim didn't say, didn't object, but still, Beshemi, I mean, you can't go so far as to say, let's bring it all the way back to a Monday. I mean, that not? Lo Yichnos? Over there not? Because, I mean, then you're gonna have already the question of no tirch at all for the marriage. I mean, what about the days? So we want to keep some element of our takon. And you'll notice it doesn't say u'bisha'at ha-sakana. It says u'misakana ve'elan. Which, therefore, becomes in the Shita, he brings the Shita among the Rishayim, that this means that indeed we were mevatel the chiyuv of Revi. Because otherwise, why misakana ve'elan? Just say b'sha'at sakana, you can do it differently. So apparently there's been an actual change. There's a fascinating modern discussion about this issue. When the Chachamim change a takana because of the sakana, is that a permanent change or is it a temporary change? Where is it nogea? Amazingly, Havlokas Neiros Chanukah. Because since there was a sakana that the goyim used to come about, and they would see if you lit the Neiros, so that this was brought yet for the time of the Chavre and the Persia. So you can light indoors. Normally, when the chiyuv originally, you have to light in front so people could see it. Now today, but the sakana light indoors. It means that there's now a new understanding of Hanukkah can be done, not with the Bersume Nisa Barabba, but can be done even inside the house. So the question is, when there is no sakana, is there now an issue to light outside, or even worse, there's a rabbi in Tel Aviv, who was Mefarsa and Apsak, that the rabbonim were eiker the takana to light in front of the house. So you light in front of the house, you're not yaitse anymore. So he brings a raya from here. That over here it means b'shas sakana they were oiker. I was having all the Faiskim went wild on this, but over here it says b'shas sakana ve'elah. The one on Shabbos says b'shas sakana. It's entirely the opposite. Okay, but ve'elah, it's just interesting, an insight into the way in which such a takana would work. So now the Gemara says, furthermore, ve'im machmata ones. If there's yet another problem, we're going to see later on what that problem is, but there's some very important reason for you to do it differently, then it would be mutter even on a Monday. But we want you to know that in cases, I mean, mafrishin tachatan min akala, lele shabbat tefila, in cases where we would, if it's going to turn out that you're only going to be married now just in time for Shabbos, we don't allow the chassan to sleep with the kala on Friday, a Friday night, because in doing so, if he breaks her betulim and he's going to cause bleeding on Shabbos, no different than any other wound, so you're not allowed to do this. This is not mahalocha, as we'll talk about later. But in any event, you said in the shasa sakana, what is the shasa sakana? For you said even more, you said mina sakana veila. What sakana? My sakana. Was there perhaps a government decree that anybody who tries to do a Jewish marriage is going to be shot? When you get married, you have to marry civilly. We suspect anybody of marrying on a Wednesday as being one of these Jewish jobs. If anybody tries to get married on Wednesday, get shot. Maybe that was the sakana. So that what? The Amri Betula Nisit Leom Ravin Teharei? Is that the shot? So what do you mean, Nahagu? Well, there's a minute, some people get married now, I don't understand. We're going to allow people to take a risk of getting killed? What do you mean, Nahagu? We should get up and say, hey, you're not allowed to get married. It's a sakana, it's the fascist. You cannot marry on a Wednesday. We think Nagur will accept it. We won't be mochel. Niyakri, let's get rid of this. How can you expose people to danger? Oh, my Rabbi, no, the point over here was prima noctis. The amre betula, and he said, biyomer v'yi, tiba'el hegemon techila. Okay, you want to get married on a Wednesday? Very nice, but I'll have my night first. Okay, so then people wanted to avoid that. I mean, obviously that's so then, wait a minute. That's not a sakana. That's ones. I mean, what's the sakana? It's not dangerous to be tibael la hegemon. No, mishum de'iket snuot, the masran nafshay liktala. You have some women who will go ahead and allow themselves to be shot rather than sleep at the hegemon. So it turns out to be a sakana. Not to be the sakana. I stand. So because of that, we're going to be, why don't we just tell them that you're not, you don't have to give yourself over to be shot. Why not? Tosha says, why not? Why don't you give yourself over to be shot? Isn't this one of the things that you have to give yourself over to be shot for? Because it says, for Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dami, you have to allow yourself to be killed.
Difference between using your body.
Ah, exactly. So exactly. We're taking for granted over here that since a woman is passive, so that's not considered to be an act. She doesn't have to give up her life.
Otherwise, we would say heart value.
Yes, but Tosfos indeed asks, so how can we make such a big fuss of this when we have other cases? We ask it. We've got to be Esther and so on. Okay, so he's machalic between issues of Kiddush Hashem, which if Lamaisa, that's what's involved, and the guy is saying, I want Bedafka to prove that somebody's going to do things, Kitakonos Kachomi, I'm going to take her, look, I'll be listed on Neinach Hinami, she'll be Bekadashim Shemayim. So this already becomes Omach Lorkus Rashi Tosfos. We're talking about the hegemon is out for fun, which is what we're going to end up looking at the end of the sugya. Or is this, because this is over here, B'yom Revi. What does it mean? B'yom Revi, Tibael. I mean, at this point in the Gemara, we seem to be looking at it that way. Okay, we'll see. Let's take a look how the sugya continues to develop. So Tosfos says, look, it doesn't mean let's tell the women that they shouldn't be Moser Nefesh, in which case there won't be a Sakana, there will be an Ones. And our question is a semantic question. And therefore we should say mina ones and not say mina sakana ve'elef. That's not the point. Because then we don't have an answer. And the Gemara's answer is that, well, first of all, there's prutzais. Yeah. So in other words, there's prutzais that dafka are going to be interested in this. Right? So what are we going to say? We're going to say, you don't have to be Moser Nefesh. Oh, really?
Boy.
That sounds like fun. So, I mean, if I'm going to be locked with a lifetime of marriage, I might as well be one night with the governor. I mean, you know, with my favorite Roman soldier. So maybe that would be it. We can't do that. So we've got our problem over here, Mishum Prutzais. So we're going to be Mekel. So they may indeed create a situation where it's Baratzen. If it's Baratzen, then they'll be Nesarot on their husbands. Now, Tosfos has a whole idea over here that maybe there's a sheet in the Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe what the Gemara meant to ask over here when we said Onei Shari is because of the fact that the Bia of a Goy is not considered to be Gilui Arayos. It's considered to be the equivalent of a Behemah. Because as we saw earlier, we had in Yevamos, we had the question of Bias Mitzri is considered to be the equivalent of a Bias Behemah, and there's no Nosel Behemah. So this was the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, and the Rivam says, oh, no, come on. I mean, there's two completely different issues over here. We know that she becomes a Sur Labala through the Bia of an Akum. So what are you going to tell me? That if it were indeed the same as a Behemoth, as we're saying, it's a Behemoth, she won't be that serious Al-Bala either. And that's where we get into the other issue, that the woman is passive. She's Karka Olam, Esther Karka Olam. Every woman is called Karka Olam, therefore does not be Maseres Nefesh. But if over here she wants to sleep with the guy, so then Enoch Yami, even though he's not Jewish, he certainly would ask her on her husband, and there's another problem. The problem is, how about a Kohenet? A Kohenet will say, you don't have to be Moser Nefesh. Thank you very much. So now he's got the first night, and now I don't have a husband. So I don't have it, so she will be Moser Nefesh. That's her life now, hanging by a thread. So therefore, there's nothing here that we could possibly be Doresh to them. And so Memela, okay, so it became already the Minhag, and we left it on the Minhag, and we'll see that there's now, once again, a holistic issue here that's involved that's going to come up in a moment. So we weren't koveya, don't do it on this day. We said, okay, however it works out. So they would be isolated, de sakana. Okay. So ask the Gemara, so then, vili akre gezera. Vili akre, sorry, let's be oiker yom revi completely. I mean, why should we put people into the possibility of a sakana? You're telling me, well, there's always these few people. Fine, so for kohanot and for tzuduot, let's be accurate. Well, gezerah avida de betela. Takanta rabbona mikami gezerah lo akrina. What, the Romans? I mean, how long are the Romans going to be around? What are you worried about? We're going to be acre, our permanent takana, for some stupid nation appears briefly in a flash on the earth. They'll say, Yibber-Levin. And therefore, we're not going to change the way we live just to suit some passing fancy of Caesar. Okay. Beautiful. These things, they come and go. We're going to be rattle it. By the way, there's a beautiful word by Rav Tzodek that Gezerah Avida de Batel. The Gezerah was made to force us to do tshuva and therefore to become Batel. That was its purpose, B'nai Shemayim. No, this Gezerah was made to be Mevatel, our fate. And therefore, the moment that we're aiming on what we're doing with you, truly, the Gzera disappears. I mean, the Gzera isn't the purpose. The Gzera is only made to be attacking us. So we're going to be what? Now we'll say, oh, we've got a real problem. Let's change our takanas. But you're going to do truly, then you don't have a problem. The Gzera wasn't made because it's a reality. It's a beautiful remez and the double meaning of Avida, but the Batla. So we won't make a Bimavato takana drabana, because it's some stupid Roman gezeirah. Wait. Well, let's wait. We have this. There's more information that must be taken into consideration. Says the Gemara. So I don't get it. This is weird. You're telling me that we've got a problem of the din of their din of prima noctis, right? So now we're saying, okay, and therefore we have now people that are going to go ahead and get married on Tuesday. So all of a sudden on Tuesday the guy is not interested in prima noctis. I mean, Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, either he wants it or he doesn't want it. So then, Iyaki B'Shalishi Nami Asim Boyal means now they'll come on Tuesdays also. No, look, the point over here is, and now we see a whole different level of meaning. Because what would happen if we were Oyker the Takana? We would say, okay, so let's make another day. But obviously that would be the day. Therefore, what we're saying is we leave it open to a chaotic response of the Tzibur. The chaos itself prevents the Takana Prima Noctis. Why? Because he'll never know when the wedding is. If we were Koveya when the wedding is, so obviously that's the day to set out from the whatever the government is, and to be available in this kfar on Wednesdays. They're all getting married on Wednesdays. There's got to be one good-looking Jewish there, right? But now that you never know when they're getting married, we're not going to schlep out now to some crazy dorf. I don't even have a nice hotel. And I'm going to go, maybe I'll find a Jew that's getting married. It's not worth it. So therefore, misveka lo akanafshi. The guy's not going to come running around looking for girls who might be getting married tonight. It's simply too much trouble. So we bedavka don't create a substitute, it turns out.
Most Jews live in Manhattan. Most Jews
live in Manhattan. But it still has to be ochre. You've got to start looking around for a Jewish wedding, going from shul to shul.
What's the deal?
We do what we can, obviously. I mean, that's the point. All we're saying is that lamaisa, we do have a sakana. We don't have a way to be mitakein that way out of the sakana. We're better off. First of all, we don't make a takana because it's there. But we're even better off. So it turns out we're better off by not making a response, because then people make a response, and that saves the situation. Yeah, exactly. Ubesheni lo yichnos. Now, you furthermore said, but not Monday, but imach mata ones mutter. You can even go ahead on Monday. What does the ones mean? What do you mean by an ones? Is the ones prima noctis? Now what? Now they said, well, Tuesday's also. Okay, so they go to Monday. I mean, obviously we're going to get into an infinite regression over here. But even on the surface, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why did the sakana suddenly become an ones? First you said b'nei sakana, then you say, but if there's an ones, then it's mutter. Why did the sakana become an ones? I mean, I don't get it. So, first of all, I mean, hasa kara le sakana, hasa kara le ones. And secondly, why over here does it say mutter? What do you mean mutter? Say nahagu. Before you even say mutter, before you said nahagu. Now, there's two ways of learning nahagu. Rashi understands nahagu means that became the norm. Mutter means that, okay, if somebody asks, is it okay under the circumstances, we'll be mater him to do it. Tosfos learns mutter means lechatchila do it this way. We're at the opposite. Whereas nahagu means, okay, you know, people do it, but we didn't really give them a psak what to do. They do it. Okay, but in any event, it's different, right? So, I mean, it can't possibly mean exactly the same thing. On my Rava, what we mean by an ones is the amre sar tzava balair. There's the troops are coming with the general to the cities, and once that's the case, they're going to take away the whole civita. They're going to use it for their soldiers. What is that supposed to mean? They're passing through, so then just put off the wedding. Put off the wedding until next week or to the next day. That they're also v'chalit. So then liakit. No. There's a rumor that they're coming to town and they're going to be taking up now stations here for who knows, a week, about 2 weeks. I don't know how long. So da'ati v'kava. So then, okay. So you're saying that they're coming. So then, what about on Tuesday? So then, b'shlishi mi'alichnos. So you're saying sar tzava is coming on Wednesday. So now let's go to Monday, because now it becomes an onus. So then, what happened? Now, the point over here is that when you know that the army is coming, then asparvadi day b'shlishi kos. You always are going to have a maintenance crew, the logistic people are going to come in the day before to set things up. I mean, the day before, so then you want to avoid that also. In which case, we say that it's better now to do it some other time. Tosfos says, in a sense, because of the Sa'udah, we're going to be Eiker, the Takana Rabbanon, because of the Sa'udah problem, but because of the Sakana, we're not going to. Well, according to history, which means everything is mutter, b'chatchila, but for the sakana, we're not going to say it, right? Does that make a sense? So Tosfos says, because prima nocta is common. So there, we would have to, this is a passing thing. I mean, this is a completely random event. The army's coming to town. The army's coming to town, fine. That's mutter. We're not being mavatal anything in a permanent way. If such an event happens, it's an ones. We're going to define the sakana differently. So then we're being aker completely. So the asparva, the day b'shlishakot. Well, you know what? Maybe the pshat is b'ibayit ema. You know what an ones means? An ones, rachmona letzlan, may mean somebody's family died. So that the case is that hareshayat pitoach fui and tifchot tovoach. You've got now, the caterers have already delivered the bread. And they've already shechted the meat. V'yeno mazug. They've already mixed the wine with water. Now there's no way to recover from this. I mean, if it's going to stay overnight, then it's dead. The next day, certainly, if it's going to wait a week for after the Avelut, and comes along now, the father of the Chosin dies, the mother of the Kala dies. Is generally the father of the Chosin, as we mentioned earlier, is going to be paying for the Seuda. The mother of the Kala is being taken care of the preparations for the wedding from the Kala's point of view, getting her makeup and her jewelry and the things that she needs. So then, if that's the case, what do we do? Don't have the Levaya. Put the body in another room. Let the chasana proceed. Let the show go on.
Even if it's not both.
And the chatan and the kala go to the chuppah. That's what we're talking about. That's the ones. Uboel bi'ilat mitzvah. Let him sleep with her once before the levaya, and then he's now, because he has now a din of an onay, but he's not an ovel yet, and poresh. And then he should no longer sleep with her. Because at that point already we're being matarim only for the bilas mitzvah. Yikra then he's also Ramban brings a raya from here. Then the only would be also the one should have seen. It was the only is also. Why do we call it bilat mitzvah? It's very strange. Because Adarabba, I mean the first bia, generally speaking, she won't get pregnant from if she's a ketubah. So then why is it a bilat mitzvah? So Tosfos explains we call it bilat mitzvah because through the initial relationship that they have, that intimacy builds the potential for period. So it creates now the relationship that says Einisha Koret Brit Elai Misha Asa Akli. So it's the person who actually broke through her betulim that she feels a particular intimate relationship with. Because of that, this is called the mitzvah because it creates the environment for all future period believers. And this is viewed as the Iker mitzvah.
So is it actually mitzvah or?
No, well, it's called, in this sense, it's Bilat Mitzvah. For period of the Rivya, you're getting into much more question of what's actual mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Is the mitzvah to do the act of year? Is the mitzvah having children? I mean, that's a whole different issue that you're bringing up, which is not for us now. And then he keeps the Sheva Brachas, because once now he is a Kosan, so now it has been a holiday. Avelus is Nitcha because of a holiday. This is his regga. So he keeps now the Shiva's Yemei HaMishta. And then he has his Avelut, just like any other Avel, that first that it becomes an Avel in the middle of the holiday.
They bury him first.
Yeah, who buries him?
Who
buries him? So he doesn't bury him?
He's a holiday. The Achakak Noik Shivet Yimei Avelut. And Kolot Anayamim, Hu Yoshen Ben Anashim, Yishina Ben Anashim. During that period where he's not supposed to be sleeping with her, so then we protect him now. Because after all, there is a din in the Avelus and Dover Shevetzina. So there's an Isser Tashmish, which we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
So that's the family keep the same time as he does?
No, it's not their regal, it's his regal. So this is the equivalent of a personal